Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
What's the most common duck in the world? Most of us would be able to correctly say that it's the mallard, a duck that's found in wet habitats from city parks to tundra ponds around the world. We could also speculate that it might be the least noticed duck as well, since it's so common. We tend to take it for granted, but the next time you see one, take a close look at the spectacular colors of the male. Its shiny green head, white collar, russet lower neck and chest, and blue wing patches bordered by white makes this bird well worth a close look. The female, though it's not so brightly colored, is a pretty mottled brown and also has the blue wing bars, which distinguishes it from other female ducks.
All of our domestic ducks, except Muscovy ducks, are descended from the mallard. So in barnyards, we can see white mallards, multicolored ones, and ones that are very similar to the wild mallards. Mallards interbreed freely, producing a wide variety of plumages. Mallards are dabbling ducks, meaning that they do not dive for their food, but graze for it by upending themselves in shallow water and gathering food from the bottom. When they do this, you can see their tail ends sticking up out of the water while their bills are busy grabbing plants, insects, mollusks, or other crustaceans on or near the bottom.
The female mallard is the only one that actually quacks, and it sounds like this. The males sound much different. Males and females form pairs in autumn and stay together until the female lays eggs, at which time she is left on her own. She lays between 8 and 13 eggs, which comprise more than half of her body weight. This loss of body weight leaves her weak and vulnerable to predators, so it's important that her nest be concealed. Nests are near the edge of the water, on the ground, and concealed in weeds or other vegetation. She broods the eggs for about 4 weeks, and once the chicks hatch, they're able to follow the mother right onto the water. It's another 2 months before they are able to fly, however.
Predators are the main problem for the ducklings. They're taken by raptors, snakes, large fish, raccoons, possums, skunks, turtles, foxes, cats, and coyotes. It's amazing that any of them survive. Adult mallards are preyed upon by as many as 15 different birds of prey, from harriers to owls to eagles. Last year, we watched from our window as a bald eagle chased a mallard up the Dyberry Valley, gaining on it before they both flew out of sight. Mallards are also harvested in great numbers by hunters and comprise about a third of all ducks that are shot. Despite this and other predation losses, mallard numbers have been increasing slightly since the mid-1960s, so we'll be able to see these beautiful ducks for the foreseeable future.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.